answer that for us?
The voice of the world, the sound with a beat, the sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio.
What time is it?
Ow!
Dead time.
You're listening to Hang Time.
You know who the best planet game is? Me, Mars Blackman. And I'm way above the rim, demonstrating some serious hang time.
Hi, this is Alex Russell.
This is Natural Self.
Yo, what's up? My name's Aaron Jerome.
Hi, this is Omar.
This is Alex Cowan, aka TM Duke.
Yo, this is Amp Diddle.
Hey everybody, this is Stephanie McKay.
This is Hope Ever from Fat Freddy's Drop.
With DJ Mars.
Mars.
With Mars.
Mars B.
With Mars Blackman.
Salut à tous, bienvenue sur le 88.8 radiogrenouille.com. Si vous êtes connectés, nous sommes ensemble pour une heure. C'est Mars Blackman avec vous pour vous accompagner dans l'épisode 22 de la saison 9 d'Hangtime. Comme chaque semaine, je ne suis pas seul. Bonsoir Elodie Rama.
Salut Mars, comment ça va?
Ça va et toi?
Très très bien.
Bon, ce soir on va recevoir un invité que l'on aime beaucoup, belle artiste, belle personne également. On va parler avec Matic tout à l'heure qui sort son nouveau projet qui s'appelle We Left With No Expectation avec quelques-uns de ses comparses, on en parle tout à l'heure. À la réalisation de cette émission, comme chaque semaine, il est là, il est beau, il est grand et il a des grands bras. Seb Gelly, salut.
Salut.
Ça va?
Impec.
Bon, super. On va tout de suite rentrer dans le vif du sujet, Elodie, avec un artiste qui s'appelle Miles Mosley.
Exactement, et Miles Mosley, c'est pas un inconnu hein, dans le petit milieu musical américano-américain. Et c'est un contrebassiste, chanteur, multi-instrumentiste qui a collaboré avec des artistes comme Lauryn Hill, Kamasi Washington, Kendrick Lamar, donc pas des moindres, on va dire. Et son album Uprising est dispo depuis fin janvier. Et la petite info, Kamasi Washington est au sax ténor sur le morceau qui arrive et ça s'appelle Abraham.
You can call me Abraham, straight from the mountains of Jerusalem. I got my shield, I got my sword. From Egyptian gold. I'm feared. I haven't cried in years. Sure enough, I'm scared. Mediocrity is everywhere, but not here.
Stand up.
I got my shield, I got my sword. Forged from Egyptian gold.
Avec Abraham, premier morceau de cet épisode 22 de la saison 9 d'Hang Time. Ce week-end, si vous êtes amateur de basket et de NBA comme nous on l'est dans cette émission, vous avez peut-être vécu comme tout le monde et comme Sébastien Gély la purge du All-Star Game. Alors on a décidé de vous offrir un petit All-Star mais autrement avec Dave East, Method Man, Max B, Hands-On et Joe Young qui se sont mis tous ensemble pour ce magnifique morceau qui s'appelle Eviction.
So wavy, so elegant, yeah. I just wanna be free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving like they just evicted me. Pulled up in that foreign, got them niggas sick of me. Feds in the projects, I heard that they was taking pics of me. Nas co-signed in no Versace rocking history.
My nigga,
this shit here, it should go down in history. We had them bundles, ask your uncle, he was trying to sniff for free. Niggas tried to rob me, turned into a fucking mystery. Trap until I got like 50,000 on the wrist of me.
50.
Mixing Chris with weed, I'm flipping different from D's. Scriptures tatted on us, no Bibles we had to read. You moving not half my speed, you got a little buzz, but I got a little cuz that'll kill you if you laugh at me. Ain't nothing funny, we bout this money, come check the bank statement.
Come see it.
Every month we on vacation, we cake chasing.
We out.
No patience, nigga, I hate waiting.
I hate it.
AK's quick and I heard you rat and seen a statement.
Rat
Davies.
I just wanna be free.
Yeah.
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 Moving like they just evicted me. Moving like they just evicted. Moving like they just evicted. Moving like they just evicted. Moving like they just evicted me.
Moving like they just evicted. Crossing state lines and got this canine sniffing me. I think they heard it through the grapevine. Snitching me. Straight shotters. Wu-Tang is for the picking me. Sentence me, either the pen or penitentiary. Appealing to the court cause you done caught a quarter century. Potentially, it's manslaughter if you mention me. I tell you how it is, and I tell you how it's meant to be. Twisting up a tree, y'all buzzing because of me. Misery loves company, y'all ain't bugging, it's bugging me. Fitting to be no sympathy, they playing in the post. I'm just saying, ain't no playing with the goat, you must be kidding me. And I ain't giggling, I'm about my chicken, I mean I'm Lewis Rich. Hammer time when I start spitting, I'm too legit. If I'm in the kitchen, wooing the mix with cream, ties clean, I'm so cool in the wet.
Moving like they just evicted me. Streets have me seeing karma like epiphanies. Life clearer like them diamonds up in Tiffany's. May have got the ghettos hotter than rotisseries. I just a linger with the piffery. Fifth of Henny, couple semis trying dissing me. Yo, I swear to God I've been through it. Chef told me focus on your dreams and pursue it. Yup, I'm spitting nothing but that fluid. Polluted water to your borders, yo, it's nothing to it. I'm here to rally meth lad, yo, it's nothing to it. Mr. Barker gotten sharper under Memphis tutelage. I got disturbed when the homie backed them. Tagged the smell and celebrated when them niggas clapped them. You cowards phony, we don't even dap them. Staying sucker free of sucker shit, that is the anthem.
I just wanna be free.
Yeah.
I just wanna be free.
Yeah.
I just wanna be free. Yeah. I just wanna be free. Yeah.
Moving like they just evicting me. Trying to get it off like a nigga just restricting me. This shit here is just what I predicted be. Now we innovating, celebrating our victory. Niggas used to doubt us, went from mystery to history. Who co-signing, I'm designing the epiphany. Homie must be shitting me, why the fuck you kidding me? Frontin' for the lens, but on the low, your bitch keep hitting me. While I lay up in the bins, working what I spend. Trying to get it back, mama need a rent. Show me the money, I don't need no new friends. Just a few ends and a couple real niggas. All I see is M's, rich homies and young thugs. Minus the skinny pants. Losing not an option, so it's not in the plans. Homie trying to do it like my nigga Grease. Cop a few acres of land to put my niggas on front line.
I just wanna be free. Yeah. I just wanna be free. Yeah.
Eviction, Dave East, Method Man, Max B, Hands On et Joe Young. On continue, Elodie, avec une petite nouveauté de chez nos amis de Stones Throw.
Et oui, ça s'appelle The Koreatown Oddity et c'est un homme à tête de loup qui est le MC de ce projet. Et le tout premier disque chez Stones Throw s'appelle Fina B. Past Tense. J'ai réussi à le dire.
C'est déjà pas mal. Et le track, lui, s'appelle Yesterday's New Knowing Time.
Yes.
Yeah, we got my man Vex Ruffin in the house. Hey, yo. Get your paper, meet your maker. Before they take you, hurry up and create some. Cause you could be the shit today. And yesterday's news tomorrow. Don't think it can't happen to you. It's gonna happen to me and all y'all. The inevitable curtain call. Peace to all the people that passed on and left some great things before singing they swan song. And I ain't going out like Lynn Bias with my dreams cut short before they ever started flying. Watch the company you keep that unintentionally could be the reason why you ain't been what you might have. Y'all don't hear me though. Get your paper, meet your maker. Before they take it, hurry up and create some. Cause you could be the shit today. And yesterday's news tomorrow. Don't think it can't happen to you. It's gonna happen to me and all y'all. The inevitable curtain call. Peace to all the people who passed on and left some great things before singing they swan song. My pop said we gonna die two deaths. He said, I ain't trying to scare you, just want you to be prepared. Cause when I'm gone, all this wisdom you inherit. I think about his words, smoking ism on the stairs. My time is valuable, don't wanna spend it with no sheriffs. I wanna cherish it. You could be little my narrative, cause life's unfair to you. But don't deploy your parachute before you're in the air, my dude. 1, 2, 1, 2, So get your paper, meet your maker. Before they take you, hurry up and create some. Cause you could be the shit today. And yesterday's news tomorrow. Don't think it can't happen to you. It's gonna happen to me and all y'all. The inevitable curtain call. Peace to all the people who passed on and left some great things before singing they swan song. I know we all be planning things for tomorrow. Sometimes procrastinating, saying that we can do it later. But listen to me, you may not get that chance if you waiting. And if you feel my statements, take this day by storm, it's all yours.
The Koreatown Oddity avec Yesterday's News, c'est tout nouveau, c'est déjà dans Hang Time. Et ce soir, on va parler d'un projet qui nous tient particulièrement à cœur, Elodie, puisque ça concerne non seulement un MC qu'on aime beaucoup, mais également une personne qu'on aime beaucoup, c'est qui est devenu un ami. On va parler de Matic, qui avec Yago et Peach sort son nouvel EP.
Ouais, c'est un très beau disque qui est aussi un ovni. la house se croise au hip-hop et à la trip-hop. C'est vraiment, ça vaut vraiment le coup d'écouter. Il y a peu de promotion autour de ce disque, mais on a pensé que vous, auditeurs de La Grenouille, vous méritiez vraiment d'entendre ce très très beau disque.
Ça a été Track of the Week il y a 3 semaines environ, avec un track qui s'appelait Three UFOs de Goats, et on va parler de cette EP avec Matic justement d'ici quelques instants. On va d'abord s'écouter un extrait, We Left With No Expectations. C'est un track qui s'appelle Book of Blue.
The use of language has altered since our arrival. It is currently laced with, shall I say, more colorful metaphors.
I swear to God, I really hate you, nigga, man.
So morning time, I wake up to make up my wrongs. Mirror got my image, damn, you got it going on. Yeah, I feel a little strong, so my body wanna play. Clear-minded, I stretch, thanks to God, I gotta say. It's such a blessing for my eyes to see the sunrise. I'm ready to begin, so come along, my friend. Hey, that sound good. I'ma say that one more time. Check. It's such a blessing for my eyes to see the sunrise. I'm ready to begin, so come along, my friend. So come along, my friend.
Woke up with a thought on my mind. Jumped in the V, headed to the yards of the vines. I had communion with the blind, wrote a poem for the deaf and held deep. Like I was taking my last breath, this landscape I live in never felt like it was mine. Certain laws that I wrote never felt like they were crimes. The family that we made might be my biggest blessing. That's unconditional love despite my transgressions. Keep arms in the safe, prepared for revolution. Be spiritual sex for growth and evolution. I like solitude and peace in crowds, I feel deluded. Last act is the prestige and y'all still can't believe.
Ships of buildings, mountains in the millions. Man, woman, and child who populate a billion. Stars in the solar system equal to a trillion or a zillion. Watched by the scientists and field men. Another lame prediction from your henchmen. Hitchmen. Rope around the brain nowadays is the lynchman. Coated with the jewels on his wrist and matureness. Chewing on the bullet cause his mouth is the gunny spit. Instructions, what the fuck, man? Push. Push buttons, never panic, though the thought is gigantic. But smaller than the mustard seed. The balance that he need is a woman in a felt pen. Filling out his deeds.
The world's exposed like open-toed sandals. Still memories like photos on weather mantles. Beside burning candles, I practice meditation. With open eyes, pass blunts to myself. Putting ash out on my thigh to build inner strength. A richer character inside. Could kickbox with kangaroos when I'm high. My third eye got contact lenses. Speak my focus. Roaches for magical wands. See the hocus pocus. Consume green cash crops, locusts. If they hang over house, open containers. You know this.
A little different, how could I describe? Raised off a drug, no pharmacy could prescribe. You know the natural high, walk by and crack smiles. Infinite in styles compiled, so how shall? Lost to Hollywood on the mountain I sit. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents? I need money, I never was a stick up kid. So I reflect on all the previous things I did. My nigga, hold up, this ain't a hold up. So why you roll up? My ammo is the words out the head that I read. And digesting the literature that I fed. And I don't do what you do, I do instead. My goodness, excellent testimony I give. You stand still, moving your pivot and can't kick it. There go a spirit that's disappointed to hear it. So one time, sit your bitch ass down and look around to the powerful sound. Morning time, I wake up to make up my wrongs. Mirror got my image, damn, you got it going on. A little strong, so my body wanna play. Clear minded, I stretch, thanks to God, I gotta say. Oh, oh. It's such a blessing for my eyes to see the sun rise. I'm ready to begin, so come along, my friend. One more time, one more time, one more time, hey. It's such a blessing for my eyes to see the sun rise. I'm ready to begin, so come along, my friend.
Disagree, say something right now, man. I hate you, nigga, bro. y'all just don't fucking get it, bruh. Y'all don't get it, bruh. Y'all don't get what this shit, like, don't get what it's doing. Y'all don't get it, man.
Vous avez parlé d'un ovni avec cette EP, oui, Left With No Expectation, Yago et Peach qui nous ont sorti ça. Et on a le plaisir d'avoir Matic. Alors Matic, Elodie, c'est pas quelqu'un, c'est pas un inconnu pour nous.
Non, c'est pas un inconnu. Hein. Si vous avez déjà vu Wax Taylor en live ou aussi ASM, si vous avez écouté ASM, si vous avez écouté The Others, c'était son groupe aussi, vous l'avez sûrement vu et ils sont passés il y a très peu de temps à Marseille, toute la tournée Wax Taylor. Donc voilà, c'est pas un inconnu, ça fait des années déjà qu'il arpente toutes les scènes de France, de Navarre, l'Europe, les États-Unis, etc. Donc
un MC chevronné en passe de devenir dans le milieu du hip-hop une vraie légende. Matic est avec nous. Hello Matic.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. I'm doing really good. Life is good.
alors, il faut savoir que bon, c'est la magie de la radio. Vous n'avez pas d'image. Nous, on a l'image de Matic qui revient tout juste d'une tournée d'un mois et demi pratiquement aux États-Unis avec presque une date par jour. Donc, il a une tête de déterré, on peut le dire.
Ouais, il est un peu fatigué.
Il est un peu fatigué, on va le dire. C'est plus joli. C'est plus joli.
Très fatigué.
So we're gonna ask you a few questions, of course, translating for French listeners. Alors, ce projet Matic, Yago et Peach, comment c'est arrivé? Comment ça a démarré? About this project, Matic, Yago and Peach, how did it all started?
You want the long version or the short version?
Your version.
My version. Okay. I've been working with Pitch, who is my youngest little brother. I've known since 16 years old. I've been working for him, or with him, for about 3 years, going on 4 years deeply on music. And he's always sending me like just beats just for me and everything. And they're very, very, very good beats. Easy to for me to work with, like my pocket. And I have a really good friend named Isaac Hayes. He goes by the name of Ike Turner, aka Yago. He's from Charlotte, North Carolina, and one day he took the bold chance of coming over to France by himself and visiting me and just France. And he came for just 3 days. And in those 3 days, we took one day to decide to just make music. I've known this guy for 11 years and we never did a project, and he came here and the atmosphere was just right for it. It was very tranquille et calm et everything too. It was just beautiful. And we recorded these 6 tracks in a day and a half, and then he left for Paris, and I put my little magic to it and everything, and voila, we weren't going to put it out. We just made it for just good music.
En fait, tout ça, c'est parti d'une histoire d'amitié hein, pour les deux intervenants du disque, à savoir Yago et Peach. Alors pour Peach, ça fait des années qu'ils se connaissent. Peach est en Angleterre, si je ne me trompe pas. Et voilà, ils travaillent déjà depuis des années ensemble. Pour Yago, c'est un ami de très longue date avec lequel il n'avait jamais eu l'occasion de travailler. Donc Yago est venu, donc lui il est de Caroline du Nord, il a eu l'occasion de venir en France voir Matic pendant quelques jours, et donc pendant un jour et demi ils ont enregistré 6 titres, voilà, et donc ils ont enregistré ça au calme, tranquillement, chez lui au Havre, et donc ça a donné ce disque We Left With No Expectation.
Qui n'était pas censé sortir d'ailleurs au départ. C'était
pas du tout, non.
Voilà, donc c'est pour ça qu'on parlait tout à l'heure du peu de promo qui a été fait dessus. Voilà, je pense que c'était. Ils ont mis ça en ligne parce que c'était quelque chose qui leur tenait à cœur. Mais c'est, vu le travail chiadé que c'est, ça donne quelques regrets de ne pas le voir un petit peu plus mis en avant. Surtout qu'on le disait, on parlait d'OVNI, Elodie. C'est un projet très sombre. Très introspectif également. Est-ce que c'était quelque chose qui était voulu dès le départ ou est-ce que c'est arrivé finalement comme ça? This project is very dark and introspective. Was it your main goal from the beginning or it just came up?
No, I think at this point in my life, or maybe as of right now, I because I'm a new father. My creative process has been blocked for a while, but before that, I like dark stuff. I like dark things. I figure my life is very light, so I like to explore a dark side of things, and that's just how my mind is. So it just plays out into the sound of what I do. You know, like. Yeah, the dark. I mean, you know, that's birth. Birth is coming out of the darkness. So you got to create the dark.
Alors le côté sombre, c'est une volonté forcément parce que déjà le caractère de Matic est. C'est quelqu'un de sombre, de solitaire, et forcément cet aspect-là se traduit, se reflète dans sa musique. Donc c'est un peu peut-être la raison pour laquelle son surnom, on va dire, sur les réseaux, c'est The Ghost. Peut-être qu'on peut lui poser la question de ce surnom. You have a nickname on the internet and it's called The Ghost, Matic The Ghost. Why?
Ghost in the Machine?
Yes.
Wow. You know, like, I work a very big project, you know, with my man, Wax Taylor and everything. And, I think I learned that my presence in this project is, I'm very felt, but I know that I'm not seen. And a lot of that is because of myself, you know, like I don't really put myself out in the open. I don't really try to build on maybe the opportunities that I could have in that. So I also have an obsession with phantoms. But, you know, like I like to be an unseen thing. I'm not trying to be center of attention. I'm not trying to be, you know, like everybody knows your name or the life of the party. I'm really secretive to people or publics that I don't know. Not to people that I know. People that I know, I'm a regular fool, intellectual fool. But when it's just out in public or when it comes to the music and stuff, I'm very low-key. So low-key that it's a phantom. So, you know, like I run the machine, but I'm the ghost in it.
Alors en fait, c'est comme l'explique Matic, il fait partie de ce projet Wax Taylor. Il a très bien conscience que les gens le voient sans vraiment le voir, puisque le projet ça s'appelle Wax Taylor. Et donc du coup, il est comment dire, il cultive cet aspect de fantôme. Comment dire, dans les projets dans lesquels il travaille. Et lui-même, c'est quelqu'un qui est dans l'introspection, qui n'aime pas forcément être mis en avant, qui n'aime pas être vu, qui est peut-être qui n'est pas intéressé par la célébrité,
la
lumière, et donc être un fantôme, c'est échapper à tout ça. Et les gens qu'ils connaissent le connaissent comme quelqu'un d'introverti, dans l'introspection plutôt, c'est le bon mot. Mais il n'a pas envie d'être connu de la masse, en fait.
Alors Mati qui est bien là par contre avec nous, c'est pas son fantôme qui est là ce soir. On a écouté, on parlait de house music tout à l'heure avec un morceau qui s'appelle Three UFOs et ce serait intéressant de savoir si Mati il a aimé rapper sur ce genre de beat à 130 BPM et est-ce qu'un jour ça pourrait amener quelque chose de plus qu'un simple track. There is even house music in this EP, so we wanted to know, did you enjoy rapping on a 130 BPM track? And would you like to do a full house music album?
You know, when I walk into stores sometimes and stuff, since I don't go to clubs, sometimes I hear the most beautifulest house or ambient music, with the sounds and even the BPMs of it, and I think to myself, that is so beautiful, you know, like, and if you could find the right pattern and words to it, it'll sound great. So Pitch made this track, he made this house track, and everyone, from what he told me, was telling him, what are you doing? Why are you making this track? That's a not masculine track. And then when I listened to it, I was like, this is dope. So when Ike was here, the first thing that we thought about was we want to make something that's not the same. Before we go into the same, like maybe shock some people or maybe just show our versatility as being MCs that can rhyme over any BPM or any sounding beat. You got to be every MC, and that's what I feel I am, and he's equal. So when we did it, it was easy. It was it's easy, no problem. Would I like to do a house album? No, because I think it would be repetitive, and you know, like eventually, I don't know how much rapping you can do over a house album. Now, if it was a house EP, like maybe 5 tracks or 4 tracks or 6 tracks, that could be possible with the right producer to make that ambient sound. But a whole album, no.
Un album en entier, non, parce que ce serait un peu répétitif d'après ce qu'il dit, à moins de trouver le bon producteur pour pourquoi pas faire un EP sur 5-6 titres. Après, lui qui a l'habitude d'aller, alors il va pas dans des clubs, mais il parfois dans certains magasins où il entend cette musique, qu'elle soit house ou ambiante et avec un BPM un peu élevé, il trouve ça superbe. Et c'est vrai que quand Pitch a proposé ce morceau au début, il savait pas trop quoi en faire, et puis Yago est arrivé, comme on disait tout à l'heure, le voir un petit peu de Charlotte et pour un petit peu arranger ce morceau, et puis finalement ça s'est avéré facile apparemment de faire ça, alors que bon, c'est vrai que le morceau est très 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 dense et vraiment une des grosses réussites de cette EP en tout cas. Voilà cette EP qui s'appelle We Left With No Expectation. Est-ce qu'il en a trouvé des attentes finalement, puisque le titre signifie qu'ils sont partis sans attente. Est-ce qu'ils en ont maintenant un peu plus? You are saying we left with no expectation. Do you have more now?
More expectation?
Yes.
No, I've, you know, like that's there's a couple of things in my life that I've tried to you can't kill them, but you can learn to gain control of them and control, you know, like steer them the way you are, and that's ego and expectations. You know when to present your ego and not let your ego present you. And expectation, you know, like when I think about the word expectation and stuff, I don't mean to get too technical or depth or talk too much, but you know, like if I was to go outside and plant some seeds and I want a beautiful bed of roses, the day that I plant them, and if I stand out there every day or check it for more hours than I'm doing something else, I will never see that rose bloom. I won't see it. And my expectation of waiting to see it bloom will disappoint me. And I think that goes with everything, because the title is so powerful. It's our experiences with music. It's experiences with love lives. It's experience with friends. It's experience with projects. It's experience with work, parents, whatever the case is, you have some type of point when you are engaged in it that it's going to go this way or it's going to go that way. And 9 times out of 10, it doesn't. And when we live on expectation, it crushes us, it kills us, it disappoints us, it makes us quit. And in some cases, it makes people kill themselves, you know, even if they don't physically do it, just mentally. So we wanted to do this project because now it's more about the music. For my life, it's more about the music directing it instead of me saying, yeah, I'm going to make an album and it's going to change my life and everybody's going to love it and how can they not deny it? Just make an album with no expectation and put it out there. If people like it, that is fantastic. If they don't like it, that is equally fantastic. You know, we all have our own choices. So that's why we say no expectations. We don't have no expectations. Whatever comes out of it is good for us.
Alors toujours pas d'attente en fait, hein, même après la sortie de ce disque. En fait, l'attente, nous explique Matic, c'est ce qui peut-être tue l'intention. Donc l'attente dans une relation, l'attente dans un projet, attendre quelque chose des gens en règle générale, c'est ça mène forcément à la déception. Et donc là, pour ce disque We Left With No Expectation, l'idée c'était de le sortir sans attendre que le public se dise c'est super, c'est génial, ou alors qu'il se dise c'est nul, je n'aime pas. Il n'y a pas d'attente, donc l'idée c'était de l'envoyer comme ça, et puis chaque réaction est bonne puisqu'il n'y a pas d'attente.
Eh bien nous on aime cette EP.
C'est presque de la philosophie.
Exactement, nous on aime cette EP We Left With No Expectation, et on s'en écoute tout de suite un extrait, un track qui s'appelle Dreaming Drones.
So, what was so important that you had to rush over here?
Well, it wasn't that important, it was just a record.
Oh really? And what record would that be, Mr.?
Some record by a group called...
You know, don't take this the wrong way.
It's like this, y'all. Hey, this is 101, me and my diary. Feel funny when people say they admire me. To be honest, I'm tired of all the ironies. I got no ironies, but stand strong like ironies. My brother needs no episode, the nigga, please. A bottle of rosy wine and a pack of cheese. Train tickets and the second book of Game of Thrones. Am I leaving or on my way back to home? Photograph everything beneath me, I'm a drone. With a GoPro attached and just all alone. Helps me move faster, but my eyes are still prone to x-ray any human from the soul and bones. To flex way I be booming skulls and chromosomes. Making pages, making wages from the age of stone. Break out of stone, nails and hammer, what time are we on? It's beautiful, but still it's just a war zone. Anyway, they say the only way to bury hurt is to make your smiles equivalent to shovel dirt. I said I love the new Drizzy. The outer world, who cares about? My world is first. Far from yours, it inflates over inflatable. When I visit my city, I'm not available. See you later, bro, maybe never placeable. Facts is, to the masses, I'm incapable. Blessing to the hateable.
Your majesty, pinpoint dollar bills, dollar store. Soar like an eagle, snoop like a beagle on the floor. Kid, I got the cure, put it all in a Nutribullet. Capsulate minds, let them free when I finish. Let's see the ocean, I was baptized in seaweed. Sticky situation, just like what bees breed. Never told a soul about encounters with the third kind. All day trying to be fly like a bird's mind. Fly, eat shit, do crimes, don't observe mine. See the drones in my zone, yeah, they record lives. Watch the pen glide on paper like the ice rink. Zambonis chasing out the strokes that I might leave. Pain is a weakness, leaving body, man. Pops gave me the oboe action, shoddy. Boy, let your boy live life, jump on planes. Old wise words stole from Uncle Bobby's brain.
What's about goddamn time?
I dream of little monsters. C'est Dreaming Drones de Matic, Iago et Peach. Alors, il revient d'un long voyage en Amérique, justement, où il était par tournée depuis un long moment. En Amérique, où sévit depuis un mois un autre Little Monster, celui que Busta Rhymes a appelé President Agent Orange. On aimerait bien savoir comment il a vu son pays un mois après. So, you're back from a huge US tour. So,
yes,
how does your country, the USA, look 1 month after the arriving of President Agent Orange?
Agent Orange. A lot of people are dissatisfied. it lets you know that the television tells lies to your visions and stuff. Now, of course, like everywhere, especially in America, you have a whole lot of people who just got twisted thinking about how people are and about how the world should be run. That's normal. Mm-hmm. But when you run into the mass of people and stuff, you realize that people are not happy about what's going on, unless they're being fake in your face. But I like to think that I'm really... sorry about my phone going off. I like to think that I'm really a realist in analyzing people quickly. And you can see the remorse in people, especially like sometimes white people, and you're black and they're looking at you like, I'm just so sorry about what's going on. And, you know, like, I don't know how to feel about that. I'm kind of like, it's not you, so don't worry about it, you know. Or, but yeah, it's I'm glad to be in France. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I'm really glad not to be in the United States.
Alors bah, c'était un sentiment mitigé parce que évidemment il a vu des gens qui n'étaient vraiment pas contents de tout ça et puis d'autres gens qui étaient supporters de la première heure de Donald Trump et qui même des blancs qui le regardaient en disant on est tellement désolé de ce qui se passe, qui ont été peut-être un petit peu comme beaucoup abusé par les certains médias qui pouvaient sortir certains mensonges, comme c'est encore le cas aujourd'hui avec les retours des no-go zones. J'ai vu ça aujourd'hui, alors c'est de retour. Ah oui, les no-go zones et la Suède à feu et à sang. On a appris ça aussi avant-hier, on en apprend tous les jours en ce moment du côté de la Maison Blanche. Donc voilà, donc il est quand même bien heureux d'être ici en France où le, on va dire, l'opinion qui est évidemment de manière ultime contre Donald Trump. Voilà, il a pas une grande confiance dans l'avenir, mais il est content d'être là. Alors, Matic est sur scène avec un artiste qu'on connaît bien ici dans Hangtime, puisqu'il a été notre parrain, c'est Rachan Ahmad. Voilà, alors j'aurais aimé savoir comment ils font tous les deux, comment ils bossent ensemble sur scène et comment ils s'entendent. Est-ce que c'est plus une relation à la Curry et Kevin Durant ou à la Kevin Durant et Russell Westbrook qu'adore notre ami Sébastien Gély? Well, you're still on tour with Wax Taylor. You have a 10 days rest, and you're sharing the mic with a good friend of this radio show, our former godfather, Mr. Rachan Ahmad. So I know he's a beautiful person. You're two like brothers in arms. But how are you two getting together? Is it like a Curry-KD relationship or a KD-Westbrook relationship?
It's definitely Curry KD. It's definitely. There is no negativity, and I knock on wood with saying that with working with Rashawn Ahmad. Rashawn is, like you said, he's a beautiful person. He's full of inspiration. He's, you know, like, I've been living over here in France for a long time, and I have two people that remind me and keep me home based, and that's Race Car, and that's Rashawn Ahmad. He's a beautiful brother, and we work, it's like we've known each other for a long time. We're completely different in a lot of ways, because Rashawn's like sunlight. You know, he comes into a room and he brightens it up with his smile, and he introduces himself to everybody, and he loves to talk. And he can carry a conversation on to you, a spontaneous conversation, for hours. I'm the type of person, I walk in the room and I don't say anything to anybody. And I go sit to myself and I just be to myself. You know, like, that's just how I am. So we're like sun and moon. And he's made this tour very, very enjoyable, very easy, very professional, and very happy. I love this brother. He's a good guy.
Alors la rencontre Rachan Ahmad et Matic, c'est, pour répondre à ta question, Mars, c'est Kevin Durant et Steph Curry. Hein. Ça, il n'y a aucune négativité dans leur relation. Alors, ils ne se connaissaient pas hein, avant cette tournée. Et l'arrivée de Rachan, ça a été rencontrer quelqu'un... qu'il a eu l'impression de connaître toute sa vie, même si ils étaient deux inconnus l'un pour l'autre. Donc Rachan, comme il l'explique, c'est un peu le soleil, le sourire, la conversation facile. C'est pour ceux qui ont déjà vu Rachan Ahmad, c'est un solaire. Et puis de l'autre côté, Matic, lui, c'est plutôt la lune, comme on disait, l'introspection. Et c'est vrai qu'on en parlait.
Le feu et la glace.
Le feu et la glace. On en parlait en plus il y a quelques mois quand on a su que tous les deux allaient partir en tournée ensemble. Et c'est exactement l'expression qu'on a utilisée. Le soleil et la lune, c'est exactement ça. Et sur scène, c'est aussi quelque chose qui se ressent. Je digresse un peu, je donne mon ressenti perso, mais c'est, sur scène également, la lune et le soleil.
Alors pour les auditeurs d'Enktime et les gens de Marseille et de la région, sachez que si vous avez raté Wax Taylor quand ils étaient venus récemment, c'était au Silo, ils seront de retour à Château Renard, c'est à une heure d'ici, juste à côté d'Avignon, c'est je crois le samedi 11 mars ou quelque chose comme ça, donc c'est un live à ne pas rater. Nous on y sera évidemment de nouveau pour aller voir Matic et Rachan sur scène, c'est vraiment le complément parfait. Et si Matic est le complément parfait d'Enktime, c'est parce que Monsieur Matic est un énorme sneakerhead, comme on en connaît pas beaucoup.
Mais ça,
c'en est un énorme. Alors, je voulais savoir un petit peu, parce que je sais qu'il est parti là en Amérique, il s'est ramené quelques petites pépites, mais je voulais savoir quelle était sa paire favorite de l'année dernière, et surtout celle qu'il attend le plus en 2017. Can we say, my man, you're a huge, huge sneakerhead. So, what was your 2016 favorite pair and the one you're looking for in 2017?
You know, what was my favorite in 2016?
Yeah.
The Kobe Bryants. They're the most comfortable shoes I ever had on my feet, especially because I was having Achilles problems for a year, and I would put this shoe on, and he happened to have like an Achilles injury himself, and this shoe is directly designed for your feet, regardless if you have calluses or flat feet or plantar fascias or whatever it is. These shoes are like walking on clouds. So that was definitely my best shoe for comfort in 2016. And if I may add, for style, it was the LeBrons. The LeBrons are the LeBron Warriors. I am not a LeBron fan. Let me make that clear. And the sad part is I have more LeBron shoes than any shoes that I have in the house. So, you know, I like his shoes, but I hate his whining. For 2017, I'm not looking for anything particular. I have my own personal shoe man. His name is Michael, and he works at the NBA Hoopers. It's an NBA store here. We happen to work together. I do music with him. He sells some of the greatest NBA gear, which is why you and Elodie have to come to Le Havre, not only to visit, but so I can take him to this shoe store. And because of this man, you know, like I think I added within the last 3 months, maybe over 20 pairs of shoes. And my wife is ready to cut my feet off.
Alors évidemment, vous l'avez compris, Matic avait des problèmes au talon d'Achille, donc il s'est dirigé vers les Kobe's, bien sûr. Et puis, même s'il n'est pas grand fan de LeBron James, les LeBron, c'est pour lui, pour le style, ce qu'il y a de mieux. Et en 2017, il attend pas grand chose. Par contre, il a un petit dealer de shoes apparemment à côté de chez lui qui vaut largement le coup. Et c'est pour ça qu'on ira le voir, entre autres, pour l'éviter de se faire encore une fois couper les doigts, les mains et la tête par sa ravissante épouse à force de le voir ramener des paires de chaussures à chaque fois. Thank you very much, Matic, for your time.
Thank you.
It was such a pleasure to have you here on this show.
Thank you very much for having me and stuff. Thank you very much.
We left with no expectations. C'est cette EP de Yago, Matic et Peach. Et nous, on va s'écouter un MC que certainement Matic aime beaucoup. Il s'appelle Odyssey sur le label Mellow Music Group, et c'est son tout nouveau track qui s'appelle NNGE.
I mean, what is there to fear? I'm for black America. This just another year. You knew the disrespect by your elected puppeteers, but let me show you how to persevere. Cause get up every time somebody knock you down, and celebrate in front of people like they not around. And if they try to build a wall to keep you balling out of bounds, use the bench they told you want to keep the fences knocking down. Shout out to the Tinos, cause hustling ain't illegal. We praying to the east of the Father, we all are equal. But in part of they gon' progress and stopping us, get the Tinos. But let me ask the crowd, do one of y'all disagree? Just to chop the city, though, but represent the county. Until your voters count it, no, I got to tell them outie. It's all about the effort and I'm effortlessly pressure. If I'm preaching to the choir, I know they're bound to get the lecture. And with my folks around me, pushing envelopes and boundaries. So you won't only hear me, will you found me? I'm somewhere asking questions like, can I be afforded the most? Better answer me with more than a note. I'm trying to tell you. This life that I'm leaving, and all I believe, and y'all go, I ain't leaving, no post to life. From this life that I'm leaving, and all I believe, and y'all go, I ain't leaving, no post to life.
This is for the county and the area surrounding DC, Maryland, and Virginia.
Now what you willing to let die first, yo? Your pride or your freedom? The story of my life in a conflict. It's like I follow my dreams behind posted slide in the DM on this mic. What I'm trying to accomplish, I used to do it for the fist bumps and applauses. But caring about respect started making me nauseous. You walk into a room and Bama speak to you cautious, like employees trying to figure out who the boss is. So now we're just kicking for the most divine. Working overtime, sitting with an open bottle, looking for an open mind. Trying not to be aggressively jaded, cause I find myself just getting faded. And I know that ain't quite me, I step up for whatever it might be. An RSVP when inspiration invite me, cause who else gonna look out for those who look like me? Another disenfranchised boy in a white tee? Come on, man.
C'est l'heure de retrouver le deal track de Free Worker du Future Basics Radio Show, que vous retrouvez chaque semaine sur le site 90bpm.com. Et ce track, c'est une nouveauté du label Nowadays Records, extrait du nouvel EP de, enfin album d'ailleurs, de Hugo LX qui s'appelle Ake Gata. C'est un morceau qui s'appelle Intensity Long Time. Le nouveau nouvel album de Hugo LX qui s'appelle Akegata chez Nowadays Records. C'est le track, c'est le moment de notre track of the week, un track, je pense. Alors je sais pas si notre ami, peut-être que notre ami DJ Faz de la touche française l'a prévu dans sa playlist. On sait jamais. Mais excuse-nous si on le fait, mon ami. Le nouveau morceau du nouvel EP de Flume avec Pusha T, un morceau qui s'appelle Enough. Alors s'il ne l'a pas, il sera pour la semaine prochaine.
Push. I could tell you what the Porsche costs, what my wrist like, what a brick weigh, what your bitch like. Ace bottles and late models, niggas happy with the base model. Fashion guy from bait model, they follow. I'm the culture, KRS and a Rosa. Poetry, Scott LaRock with the coca, I'm the joke. My bitch got the poker face, she a soldier. Might let you fuck just so she can show me the safe. Yeah, I done lived through drug wars, open suicide doors. Fuck the bitch on mink floors, but it ain't enough. Yeah, seen the world on these tours. Pour champagne till I'm bored. Yeah, partied offshore, but it ain't enough. Or I can be a menace. You got two choices. I got one shot, but I'm hearing voices. I'm seeing visions. These Rolls Royces in arm's reach, concrete. These snakes are poisonous. What's the perpetual lifestyle? Look at the watch on me right now. Bezel blinded like a bright cloud. Dream. Everything that I say is everything that I mean. Let's weigh it up. Shooters on deck, but it ain't enough. Man, I just got the text. She just waiting undressed. Her girlfriend worth the text, and she ain't enough. Hey guys, everybody get the tech. All you niggas hit the deck.
Oui, alors là, ça c'est de la basse. C'est de la basse, oui, ça c'est de la basse. C'est Flume featuring Pusha T avec un track qui s'appelle Enough, et c'est Enough pour cette semaine. Puisque Hangtime s'achève déjà, Hangtime c'est tous les mardis de 19h à 20h, 18h48 pour le tip-off de 12 minutes juste avant l'émission. On vous rappelle que cette émission est rediffusée durant le week-end et podcastée bien sûr sur le site radiogrenouille.com/Hangtime. On vous souhaite une excellente semaine. Merci beaucoup Seb Gély pour la réalisation de cette émission. On vous laisse avec la touche française. Elodie, bonne semaine à toi.
Très bonne semaine à vous tous. Hein.
Et à la semaine prochaine, on se retrouve avec The One and Only Free Worker qui sera de retour. Je sais pas comment il sera, enfin, bon bref, Free Worker quoi.
Ah bah écoute, Free Worker fait, il est là, il est juste lui quoi.
Free Worker et Free Worker, voilà. Un bonhomme comme on dit. Merci à tous, bonne semaine, Seb Gély, c'est toi le meilleur, ciao.
It was easy to cover Mars Blackman.
No money is me.
Who?
Me. From back in the day.
Mars?
Yeah. Is this really it?
You're gonna retire?
Going to quit?
Is it true?
Yes, Mars.
You sure?
Yes, Mars.
Really? Truly?
Cross your heart, hope to die, and stick a needle in your eye?
Yes, Mars.
So long.
Goodbye.
Farewell.
For good.
Again?
Goodbye, Mars.